Thursday is the day we read from your emails.
And we'll start with a reaction to our piece on support for Harriet Myers among evangelical Christians. Stephen Hollander of Cleveland, Ohio writes, "I gasped out loud when I heard a woman in your piece say that she considers any opposition to this wonderful woman the work of the devil. What have we come to in this country when concerned inquiry and rightful questioning are considered to be satanic? It is not only an assault on the core American value of freedom of speech, but also an insult to the integrity of any citizen who wants the facts before deciding on Myers."
Listener Mark Roth wonders if the opinions of the secular left will be given as much airtime.
He writes, "Can we expect an equally long report on the reaction to the Myers nomination on the left, a report on how appalled we are and on our opinion that this is an assault on the Constitution and on the U.S. as being a secular state?"
On to praise for our report about a new degree program at a community college outside Seattle. It's for students with autism, Down syndrome, and other conditions.
"Finally, a story highlighting programs for individuals with intellectual disabilities," writes Laura Holson from Madison, Wisconsin. Her sister has Down syndrome. "For years, we have provided education for people with developmental disabilities, only to see them graduate high school with tremendous skills, but no outlets for additional learning and growing. Now, programs at community colleges offer the opportunity for individuals and families to realize their dreams."
Last Friday, we featured music from the CD Sounds of the World, including a song by the Bulgarian singer Sissy Atanasova. Veneta Kalev writes to point out an omission in our discussion with the album's producer. She writes, "The song is not Bulgarian, but a gypsy one, sung in the gypsy language. While it can be heard in Bulgaria, where there is a gypsy population, it is not at all representative of Bulgarian folk music."
Finally, Elizabeth Bernstein of Jericho, Vermont, was less than pleased with the story we ran from New Hampshire. "It took us to an event for snowmobile riders that took place without any snow."
Ms. Bernstein writes, "Right after your story on the relative scarcity and high cost of fuel was the story of snowmobiling on water in New Hampshire. Home heating fuels and gasoline are very expensive, and in New Hampshire, men are driving their snowmobiles in circles on the water. Only in America would a report of men doing something dangerous, stupid, and wasteful be reported as a light human interest story."
We want to hear from you, the good and the bad. You can write to us by going to our homepage, npr.org, and clicking on the Contact Us button. And don't forget to tell us where you live and how you pronounce your name.